Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Wow. Oh, that was you.
Wow. Morning, everybody.
That didn't
Friday.
Sound like Dave.
Everybody, I want some.
I want some, too.
Everybody needs some.
I need some, too.
Oh, Friday, how you doing? God, it's been so long since I saw you. You look great.
Oh. So long.
Oh, it's been like a whole week or something.
Well, last time this Friday, were you flying out?
Yeah, we were up. No, our flight didn't leave till like, I think it was at 8 o'clock or something. But it was, it was up. We were up. We were up and at 'em, Yuzi. You know.
I do know. I was up this time last Friday, even though I wasn't working.
What'd you do? Was it fun?
It was so great, Vinny. I turned on my TV and watched some BS, I'm sure, as I try to lull myself back to sleep.
What would happen if you took...
If I had no TV, I would kill myself.
If you took
God!
That is bad. I shouldn't say that.
I know. You can't say that because someone's going to go, my sister did that.
I know.
You
I'm
did
sorry.
That to
I
me.
I apologize. That was a wrong move. Go on, Vinny.
Too late.
It's not, it's, you know.
Isn't it funny the things we get sensitive about? Like, my whole life I've been walking around going, oh, God, don't do that. I'm going to kill myself.
Yeah.
And then now it just feels wrong.
I know.
But my whole life I said sitting Indian style.
Crisscross applesauce, baby. That, yeah. You can't say that anymore.
Yeah,
that's not a thing.
Anything. Yes, Vinny, back to you.
I'm totally sidetracked by it all now.
I don't. We were talking about TV.
No. I remember. I just okay. I don't want to go off on a rant about how everything's not about you. You don't have to trip on it every single time.
But, I know.
Okay. Anyway. So if the TV was taken out of your room,
she'd be sleeping on the couch a lot.
You'd be sleeping on the couch, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Oftentimes, I want to go to John's room, but he doesn't have a TV there, so I don't go there. Yeah.
There's no need for you to go into that room. There's nothing you need in there.
It's cooler in there, in his room. Way cooler than my room.
Why is his room so much cooler?
Because the sun hits his room early in the morning, whereas I get the afternoon sun.
So your room is sort of like radiating the heat it saved from the...
Yeah.
Late afternoon. The late afternoon is just so brutal. It's the sun beating down on you.
I mean, I'll take it, but...
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's better than no sun.
You know. Gives me a reason to take my clothes off, so there's that.
Nice.
Oh, well, whatever the reason might be, we're always happy for it.
I don't keep a TV in the room.
I know! It's brutal. we cannot be together. Really.
I think if you know how couples get together and there are things you do for each other and often they go undiscussed because it's just what you're doing. Right.
Law.
It is what you do. I'm sure if she had to list one of the sacrifices she has made, it would be that there's no TV in the bedroom.
Yeah. Oh, it was discussed.
Well,
like you need to not have a TV
in
your bedroom.
Yeah, I can't. Well, no, what I said to her is, look, I will sleep in the other room. That's fine. But I cannot, as it is, I didn't keep partners around for a reason. This show's too hard to do when you can't sleep. I can't have you walking in, clicking the TV on, making a ruckus, eating, you know, whatever in the bed.
Yeah! My steak and potatoes.
I turned my
sweat.
Bed into where I eat dinner, where I watch. Like, it's fine.
So you comfortable,
can,
though.
I know,
but you, and I'm saying, you could do that to her. I told her, you can do it, but I can't be in here for that.
You know, we do have a TV in our bedroom, and it's set up. It tapes all my shows that I would normally watch, but I really don't watch any TV in the bedroom. But it's also hooked up to a little computer, so when John wants to put porn on, it's got a whole huge TV.
Nice.
Oh, John.
I can always tell when the TV's on. I'm like, oh, I know what's happening.
Getting revved up.
I'm like, all right.
That's funny.
It is kind of fun. He knows where to go. He knows all the places. I would like not.
Shocking.
I know. Hmm. If somebody told me, hey, find some porn real quick. I mean, I guess the internet's pretty easy to find
it
porn
is
on,
easy.
Right?
You'd be fine.
I just wouldn't know where to go.
I swear to you, I wouldn't know where to go. I'd be all, Google, porn.
I think you could put porn in Google.
If you put in porn, the four letters, it would spit out 100 million answers to you. There's no, you believe me.
So no problem.
You'd find it without issue.
Good. Good to know. If I ever need that, I'll... No, I know some of the names of, like, just from being on this show, like, the various porn sites.
Well, I've heard you guys say RedTube before, which I don't even know what that is, but...
Yeah,
it's
I don't
like
use RedTube.
Yeah, Pornhub's like the one that I've heard. Pornhub,
oh,
I think it's the one. They
that's
probably all
a
have
thing,
this.
Pornhub?
Yeah, they have it broken down by like what you're into.
Categories.
Yeah,
they
alphabetical.
All have it.
They're oh, do they?
Yeah.
What's like, your go-to, Vin?
Gajillions of categories.
So here's the thing: a couple of them will do weird pop-ups or weird things happen to your computer when you go to them, and so I won't use them because it's I don't know what that
spam
is.
Kind
it's
of
whatever
thing.
Spam that is.
Can you not block pop-ups because then you can't see your video?
I think I already have that blocked, but so Xvideos is one I go to that doesn't do that. Pornhub's pretty good. And there's one called X Hamster. I don't know what that...
Oh, yeah, I've heard of the hamster
yeah,
one.
Yeah, I don't know what that's about, but why the hamster
I would never
that?
Go there. Anything with hamster
I know, well,
title.
Right. What the heck? But it's
adorable.
It's no different than all the others in that there's just free little porn thumbnails and you click and...
So you see the thumbnail there. You get like a little preview of what you're going to...
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's helpful.
Well, it's super helpful because so much of it I don't want to watch.
Right.
Yeah. There's
Do you,
so many
bookmark favorites and
no,
like have
I don't.
A little folder.
Well, I have a bookmark. Well, I've told
the
you I have the Zother.
Yeah, we know about Zother, but I'm just wondering.
Even your mom knows about Zother. Okay.
Like right. When you find something that you're like, wow, that was a particularly helpful video. Like, wouldn't you want to save
no,
it
somewhere? No, I there's something in me that doesn't want to have that. So yes, there are videos where I've gone, I got to find that thing again, and I try to describe it in the.
Oh.
The thing.
The browser thing.
The browser.
It's that French one with the girl humping the pillow.
I've
right?
lost exactly. that one forever. I'll never find that bad. Again. But there are different little ones that catch me where I'm like, oh, that one was super useful. I liked it a lot.
You can't like put a little star
no,
and have
I
a
can. Thing. I just could never live with myself if someone saw that I have 97 different little videos bookmarked. I can't. I won't do it.
But why not?
We because.
All, you're on this show every day talking about how you watch porn. Like, who cares?
I do.
You
should
you
book
have a 1 o'clock appointment.
Yeah,
okay?
We all know
I do,
about
none
it.
Of that's true.
Oh, my God.
That's all myth
oh,
made up by
it's Friday.
You guys.
There's no lying
it's
on Fridays. You tell the truth on Fridays.
Anyway.
Free your mind.
No.
And the rest will follow.
I don't have any of that stuff. I have a extensive bookmarks for all things except that.
That's so silly. We all know.
It doesn't matter. I'm not going to be the guy with the video. Or and I'm,
You
and
are I, the guy with the video.
No, and I refuse to learn names or, you know, that's not happening.
Oh, my God.
I laughed so hard that time that I know this is part of the secret show and we're not allowed. But someone who came on the show and just starts dropping names like,
oh, knew
like
all
they're
the names
his friends.
Of the porn stars.
And I was like, eee.
Was it Hooman?
No.
was it Rudy?
I think it was Rudy.
I'm trying not to say.
It doesn't matter.
What's wrong with you?
That's the difference. Everybody, every girl knows that every guy knows.
Well, I don't know.
All these porn stars. Yeah, Ginger Lynn is the only one I
know
ever
the
hear
old
you.
Ones, right?
Yeah.
From old school, right?
Yes. And those are the ones that I usually
so
will
do you
seek.
Look for 70s porn, like when you go through like the category list?
On the category list, I will go to vintage.
Oh, vintage.
As it's labeled.
Oh, vintage. I see.
And they're older and they don't
Sounds
have...
Sounds expensive.
No, they're
premium.
As free as... In fact, they're probably freer because they're from the
70s. They've been used.
Those actresses got their money a million years ago.
Yeah, they're $9.
Not right. much, yeah.
Right.
I don't know. They, you know, they used to make movies.
Yeah, they used to be full-on
and they used
movies.
To make them here. Half the no, three
here
quarters
as in SF?
San Francisco. Three quarters of the movies I watch start with a pan of the Bay Bridge or
really?
The Golden
God,
Gate Bridge from Marin, by the way. So it's from that side looking back into the city,
oh,
and then
wow.
I'm telling you, they. I know the Mitchell brothers must have been doing porn, mm-hmm. right? That mm-hmm. was their thing, but they were full movies.
Before one brother killed the other brother or something.
I don't know what happened with
that.
All I know is that the Mitchell brothers had a strip club that Hooman and No Name went to.
Yeah, it's themed out.
What was the, what did you guys go there for?
We had to judge a lap dancing competition to raise money for cops and firefighters.
Oh, that's nice.
Still raising the money.
Boys.
You are such
Hooman's in first place, by the way, right?
Oh, yeah, Dude, let's look at the totals.
Well, it's so funny. I ran
How many strip clubs did you go to raise money this time?
Oh, this one is just running stairs.
My strip things are less fun in the 20-teens.
My strip club days are over.
Hooman was
I know
like,
what you mean.
The audio from that, he was nervous.
I was nervous.
Like, they were getting too close and too friendly. He was freaking out. Like, at one point, you hear a girl snap on a plastic glove.
Yeah.
And it was, and we were all on the show like, oh, my God.
What was she going to do to him?
Oh, I guess. I don't know. I have no
Why'd
idea.
Why'd you just flip me off?
I didn't. I'm using my digitizing stuff.
Proctologizing skills.
What?
Proctologizing
skills. I was like, what? No, she was like gonna put her hands on him. So she had to get her gloves on, you know.
She was?
Well, what was she putting a glove on for? You tell me. You're the one who was there. I know.
I was just going to mention.
You were scared.
Well, what did she do to you?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Hooman ran for
you. I put her, pushed her hands away. I'm like, take those gloves off. Put your hands down.
I'm going to need it bareback.
Gloves, forget it.
Hooman, what's the amount?
Yeah, what's
anyway,
the amount?
So for the stair climb, I just want to give a quick shout out to Valerie and Kathy and Amy and Hannah and Vinny Hassan.
Oh, Vinny Hassan!
Yeah.
I guess we should start playing some games.
Man,
so
I'm going to be working off that.
Dude, I have a game for you today.
So
right we still have $5 in the
no,
cup?
I had to get I turned that in.
Oh. Right. That donation that Vinny made yesterday is 20 games we're going to get to play.
So
$5 a pop.
Awesome. Team Alice is in has $2,639. The second place is $300 behind us, and the fire commissioner is $1,000 behind us.
Oh my God! So Hooman's at the Battery down the street the other day.
Oh, the exclusive club, the Battery,
of course. And he runs into the fire commissioner. And then what happens?
He says, hey, how you doing on the board? I said, well, I'm kicking your ass. And he goes, you are? I didn't check it today. I go, well, you should check it. And then he goes, and you won last year, too. I go, yeah, it's true. And I said, and we're beating everyone in our building combined.
Are you a member of that club?
Yeah, are you a member at the Battery? How did you get in there?
No. I had to. I'm helping this couple MC their reception. So they wanted to have a meeting, and we had a meeting with the wedding planner.
Oh, and they're
like
members at the club.
Yeah, yeah. The girl's fiance is.
That club is awesome.
I've heard, and I got to hear a conversation of two people. One was in the club, and one wanted in the club. And I
You have to get sponsored. It's a whole thing.
And you have to pass a test.
What's the test?
Like, you can't just...
What do you mean?
What kind of test?
I don't know. From what I was listening to, there is an interview process by which you might be denied entry into the club.
It's true.
It is true, isn't it?
Yeah, they interview you. I mean, I heard they put all new memberships on hold for like the next 6 months or 8 months. So
it's pretty packed.
What I was hearing was like,
don't
just talk about work. What they want to know is that you are a well-rounded
person.
Are you
connected? Do you network?
And that you are interesting enough to be in the club and have... As you make friends.
I mean, I should tell them all about my crocheting.
Well, I was
and leather work. Purse making. Yeah. Yes,
I was quietly riveted.
People love
to that
talking
crap.
About that.
Can you imagine? That's what I was thinking. I'm like listening to this conversation of two grown people discuss how to wow the people at the club to get in, and I just thought, wow, that is weird.
Yeah.
Stupid. I would say you're gonna charge me, and you want me to,
and it's no joke.
Yeah,
like
to dance my way in.
The
as well.
Money is
10
serious.
Grand, whatever it is. Just
I don't know if
in.
It's. Is it that much?
Actually think it's like half that, 4 or 5 grand.
And then monthly, you pay fees.
$200 bucks.
That's all. I don't know, Hooman.
I think it's like I think there's an initiation fee, and then I think it's $200 a month. I think it's $1,200 a year.
No,
it's not too bad.
It's so we know a couple that's. So we've been over there a couple times, and it is pretty awesome. Shame. Like one time, I wasn't there, but it's Dan and Danielle. and he takes clients there all the time. Onboard Entertainment, everybody. Mm-hmm. We've done a lot of work with them here at the station.
I held off on the Dan and Danielle. But then I was like,
shame.
She went on board. Gotta get
that. Gotta do it.
Yeah, you gotta get
shame,
it.
Shameless plugging. So they were over there randomly, and Ed Sheeran and his crew came in, and they all sat around.
Oh, you told us
they
the
all
story.
Sat around jamming. Like I said, that's worth the price of admission right there. You know, a lot of times stars go in there and hang out.
A lot of celebrity. Bryn was just there.
He's a huge celebrity. Oh my God, Bryn, you were
there. Oh my God.
Oh my God. Did everyone see you or did you hide?
I know.
No, well, I was there with a lot of movers and shakers.
The Asian crew?
No, it was after the Crazy Rich Asians
premiere.
And I was with Hooman.
That's right.
Oh,
it was an after party.
So we were with the cast of the film.
Oh. Pre-party.
They have a penthouse suite up top, and we were there.
Yeah, because there's a hotel there too. Like it's a couple store. It's a restaurant, and then
there's a gym too.
Oh, I didn't see the gym. There's like a couple store, like little rooms. It's really neat, actually. Way there's like secret doors through bookcases and stuff, and it's really cool. And then apparently there's a hotel too. So if you get trashed, which I guess is the point of joining these clubs, I don't know what the point is. You can crash in these rooms.
Hooman,
so there's a penthouse suite.
Oh, I did. Yeah.
And we went down after the after party. We went to another after party,
which
was downstairs.
Pre party and after the party, the after party at the parking lot party.
So it was the after party, and
was it in the bar?
It was in the bar, where we get to touch the little head and the bookshelf opens.
Oh, yeah. So that's what she was talking about.
The piano's there, the guitar's there.
Yeah, that's odd. We loved that. Went in there, closed the door behind us, and sat and jammed, played cards. It was wicked fun. I was like, oh, this is pretty cool. How much is it? Oh, okay. Well, I'll just come when you invite me.
We're out. Yeah. I have a yard to tend to.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it does seem like one of those things. If you had nothing but money to blow, like, why wouldn't you join that place if you can get in? Because anytime you're in the city, it's super fancy. And it's
impressive.
Like a whole process to get in there. And even if you're a member, you got to go and sign in. And, like, you know, your guests have to sign in and everything. Ooh. It's really neat. The battery, everyone. Ding, ding. Shame. You can't go there. Neither can I.
Neither can we.
No one can go there. That's what's so awesome about it.
Hey, you know, it's so weird. Just recently, because normally we get off work and we bolt out of town. And every time I randomly do stay in town, I remember San Francisco's wonderful.
Yes.
And spectacular and neat. And
electric.
It's rarely that I get out and just walk around to get anymore. And I was walking to get my salad the other day ago. And I've noticed that shops have begun moving this direction. Like clothing's North Face is right over here. There's a bunch of stores moving this way. Like there's a Theory store, which is a men's clothing store.
And
they're like one block down.
Up and over.
So it's all moving.
That's good because
spreading.
It's definitely I've felt out of the thick of the downtown area.
Oh, absolutely.
We're only five blocks from the heart of downtown.
Right.
So, yeah, it's nice to see that happen. And there's a lot more restaurants around here lately, too.
Well,
is there?
I definitely think that there's a few that have popped up.
Homegrown. We're going there today.
Right. Well, and that grilled cheese place. I mean, come on.
That they're going?
You go there every day.
I just like their oatmeal, their porridge. It's so good.
On Monday, we're getting Michael sourdough.
Ding, ding. I know.
Shame.
Wow, we're out of hand.
I know.
We are out of hand.
I'm starving.
That's what we do.
One of our interns has a connection there.
Right.
She does.
As in her.
Ooh, her last name is Monday.
Michael's her dad. And they're. I know. I'm super bummed about all our interns leaving.
We got any replacements?
Do we?
I have an interview on Tuesday. Let's ask for some, though.
We are running out of interns right now. One of our interns is going to stay at least for another semester, so that's good news.
Well,
thankfully.
Probably another month, and then I think I'm going to hire him.
Oh, Daniel, you're getting a job here?
I talked to Jane about it, so we're looking at hiring him. Yeah.
Oh,
is he finding out right now?
He's got his hands in the air, like he just don't care.
We sort of talked about it.
Well, there you go. I tell you, half this building is former interns. Mm-hmm. And actually, there's a lot of radio companies right around here. And I walk down the street and old interns come running out of buildings like, oh my God.
They're waving at the windows.
I know.
You know why that works out is because there's no way we can afford to hire people from around the country, like the way radio people used to apply for jobs everywhere.
Right.
So
send
interns.
Your tape,
you're not getting it. That's not going to happen.
No.
So that's the way in is internships.
Yep. You start there. You make your connections. As soon as you got, you use that in your back pocket. Woo, you're
Send
all
Send us a cover letter and that a resume to uzette@radioalice.com.
UZETTE. It's hard for people. I don't know why they can't spell your name. Like when you say you, people write a Y down.
I don't know.
Like they want to spell it Y-O-U.
Well,
don't do it.
Yeah, don't.
I immediately delete and throw away.
Oh, boy.
If you can't get that right, then...
It's true. She's already frustrated with you.
She's tough.
She is definitely a tough boss. But the people that, you know, learn how to work the Uzette system, really, you know, that is a seriously good skill to have in general. So uzette@radioalice.com.
You're going to love your internship. Nothing like hearing Hooman yell, "Someone! Any... Huh? You!
Go get my oatmeal!
They have names for all the teams and stuff. You get your A team, your B team, your D team.
That's mean.
Is your internship over yet? Yeah. Please, God.
So you have to get college credit, and we do pay now. You know.
You'll love it. You really will love it.
You
actually.
Will. It's a pretty good time. And it's just fun, too. You get to, if we do fun events, like you get to be part of them, and it's neat. Okay, so hold on. Let me put my glasses on because I have no idea where we're at here.
How's your eye?
It's okay.
It's
is it
better.
Hurting?
It looks a lot better, but
yeah.
It's
but is it hurting?
Yeah, it's painful and it's just annoying. Is all it is.
So will you sit in a dark room after today through the weekend to heal?
Yeah, sure. Let's
when
go
are
with
gonna
that.
Wear the eye patch.
I'm not going to be wearing that. You know what happened yesterday is because I just you know this week is the first time I've been wearing glasses on a regular basis since I think around December I started wearing the one contact. I got and I didn't realize this, but I used to get headaches pretty much every day, and not always blinding headaches, but headaches like serious enough that I'm like, okay, it's time for some aspirin, you know, whatever. So yesterday, like for the first time in forever, I got this horrible headache, and I went, you know what? Because I was doing close work, I was making stuff for John's Burning Man thing and everything. And just doing really, you know, super close work. And for a couple of hours. And I was like, that's it. It's the glasses. Because I've been doing that with the contact and it hasn't been a problem.
So can you just switch the contact to the other eye?
It's harder to get in this eye. Like this eye is really easy. I can just, because my right hand popping
oh,
it
so
in.
Oh, so you, wait a minute. You're not just switching them day after day?
No.
Oh.
I'm trying to let my brain get used to.
The one.
The one, I guess. But all yeah, right. I could switch it. It's just, it's harder for me to, I can't really see what I'm doing. Whatever. KLLC HD1, San Francisco. Oh my God, it's
I love this song.
Oh my God, me too. What is it about this dumb little song that is so compelling?
It's good.
I love it. John Mayer, New Light.
Sarah and Vinny. Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.